Welcome to Talk of Ages, where we discuss issues related to seniors and retirement. Today, we're going to be talking about assisted living and memory care. Here's Director of Community Relations, Amber Morse.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us this morning for another episode of Talk of Ages. I am so excited to have in studio with me this morning for the first time our Director of Marketing, Christy Chambers. Christy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Amber. I'm glad to be here.
We are excited that you're here. So today we're talking about a couple important subjects. We're really going to talk about what assisted living is. I know there's a lot of confusion out there about what exactly assisted living is, because there are different levels of care that can be provided. There's independent living, assisted living, memory care, and skilled nursing. And we're going to talk a little bit about those. We're going to talk about the benefits of living in an assisted living community versus living at home alone. So we're going to start off with a pretty staggering fact. 36% of assisted living residents in the state of South Carolina have Alzheimer's or another form of dementia. And 44% are over the age of 85. So what does this mean? This means that the population in South Carolina is growing. We're aging. Our aging population is growing. And so there is a need for assisted living communities. People need to know what they're about. There's a lot of misconceptions. So, one of the first things that we're going to talk about today, Christy, is the food. I know a lot of people are like, ooh, gosh, you know, it's hospital food, but it's not, is it?
Not at all, Amber. Actually, at Waterstone and Augusta, we provide nutritious meals. We have chef-inspired food. We also have Obadiah, which is our dining service director. And he gives the residents options to choose from per meal. So each meal, he has 2 to 3 options to choose from. And then there's always available options on the left side of the menu. One thing I love that we do at Waterstone on Augusta is the restaurant style dining. So they actually come to the dining room, they have a seat, and they enjoy a delicious, nutritious meal.
Definitely. And there's always great options. Like, I think this season, our Asian chicken salad is on the menu.
Amazing.
It's fabulous. They do filet mignon. They had shrimp scampi the other day. Mm-hmm. This is not hospital food.
Not at all. It's definitely a restaurant style filling. And the quality of the food is definitely there. And we get a lot of our foods from also fresh markets. So we have a lot of nutritious without the extra pesticides and all that in our regards to our vegetables and fruits.
Absolutely. Another reason that you might want to consider assisted living is that we help you with your daily living tasks. Now, what does that mean? So there's a term that's thrown around a lot in the senior care community, and it's ADLs, activities of daily living. And those are things like bathing and dressing, help with going back and forth to the restroom, help getting up and down from chairs and things like that. So when you're in an assisted living community, and at Waterstone, we actually do something that's very unusual. We give everybody a pendant. Most places are charging for those, $250, $300 for a call button to be able to call for help. We don't charge for those. Those are absolutely free. They're included in your cost of care. So a lot of times when somebody's at home, you have to hire in private duty care, which is a great option, but it can be very expensive if you don't need it 24 hours a day. So coming into an assisted living, we help with those things. We'll help you with bathing. We'll help you with your medications and make sure you're taking them correctly so that there's no confusion with what you're supposed to take and when you're supposed to take those. So that's very important. Another good option is, I just have to say, we have a fabulous activities director,
Santino. In regards to our activities, one thing that I love about Santino is he has this amazing calendar, and he provides so many engaging activities. They go to the Peace Center, they go to Bon Secours Wellness Arena, they go to concerts, orchestras, but they also do a lot of in-house stuff, like carving pumpkins, happy hour.
Painting class?
Yes, they
love the
painting.
And of course, everyone's favorite, bingo! Absolutely.
Yes. So they also the Pictionary.
Yeah, the Pictionary. That's great. So a lot of those things provide intellectual stimulation, which is so important. You know, after you're retired, you're used to having worked. You're used to using your brain all day, every day. And it's important to definitely keep that brain functioning.
Absolutely.
And so Santino really helps with that. The other thing that's great is you don't have to stress about doing your housekeeping or doing your laundry or how are you going to get to doctor's appointments. We take care of your housekeeping once a week. We take care of your laundry once a week. And these are all included. We do transportation to doctor's appointments a couple of days a week. We have transportation to the grocery store every week. So you don't have to worry about those things anymore. You don't have to worry about mom getting in the car and getting in a car accident driving in an unfamiliar area. We take care of all those things. We also have a really neat feature where we actually have a physician group who comes into our community. So people who have trouble getting in and out of the community can still get that great care.
Absolutely.
So that's definitely important. We provide a safe living environment for people. That's so important. A lot of times your home isn't laid out, especially when it comes to like the bathrooms. Your home isn't really laid out very well.
Especially if you're a fall risk.
Absolutely. So our bathrooms have actually roll-in showers. Mm-hmm. There's not a tub there, so you don't have to worry about that. They have the non-skid bottoms. They have the handheld showers. You can bring a shower chair. I mean,
they have the pendant by the shower, by the commode, and as well by the bed. So just extra safety features all the way around. And you know, one thing I love about Waterstone on Augusta, although that we are assisted living and memory care, we're still very independently driven.
That's
right. We want our residents to still live as independent as possible, but we're just there for that extra care if they need any kind of assistance.
That's right. You know, if you're getting to the point where you're having trouble, you know, standing at the stove for long periods of time cooking.
Oh, yeah.
And so you're resorting to eating microwave meals or things like that. You know, definitely consider the fact that when you come to Waterstone, all your meals are included. There's no additional charge for those. You can have family members come and join you at meals. So definitely some things to think about as you're sitting here listening to us wondering, well, I don't know if it's the right time. I don't know if I really need it or not. So I want to touch back on Santino one more time.
Okay.
Because we love him so much. One of the things he does that's very important to us is he provides physical activity.
Absolutely.
We have a yoga instructor who mm-hmm. comes in once a week and does yoga. Santino does sit and stretches. He does a walk through. On nice days, everybody loads up in the bus and go down to the park and go for a walk around the park. So physical activity is very important. Another component to that is our therapy. We have Kenny Jenkins, who's our director of therapy, who's been on our show before. We do physical, occupational, and speech therapy, and those are so important. Now, you don't have to have broken a hip to have therapy.
Right. And we also have the fitness center that is available to them. So they're able to continue building those physical strengths and abilities because we want them to be as mobile as possible for the rest of their life.
And we want people to stay social. That's so important. That's such an important aspect of people's lives is to stay social. So, Christy, it looks like we're about out of time for this segment, but we are going to be back in just a few minutes. We are going to be talking about a couple of things that may suggest that it's time for your loved one to consider assisted living. So we'll be back in just a few minutes with you. One reminder as we go off air, November is National Military Family Appreciation Month. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you about a way to nominate a family for a Thanksgiving dinner. So welcome back. Thank you for joining us again for this second segment of Talk of Ages. So when I left, I mentioned that November is Military Family Appreciation Month. So we want to make sure that you know, as military families who may have a loved one who is in the military, that we appreciate you. One way that we're going to do that at Waterstone is we're actually going to be providing a Thanksgiving Day meal for a military family here in Greenville. What we need from you is we need you to nominate a family member or a family who really could use a really nice Thanksgiving dinner. We need nominations by November 15th. Give us a call, 864-605-7236, 605-7236, and nominate us. Go onto our Facebook page. All the information is on our Facebook page. If you search Waterstone on Augusta on Facebook, you'll find our Facebook page. There's a video there explaining what's going on, an email that you can email the information to. So that's really exciting. So this segment, we're going to talk about 8 different signs that may suggest that it's time for assisted living. Now, this can be a very hard topic to broach with, say, your parents or your grandparents or your loved one who maybe is at home. You start seeing some things and you're not really sure what they mean. If you see some of these things, it's really time to think about and consider an assisted living community for your loved ones. The first thing, you know, when you go home for the holidays, you know, mom's always kept the house immaculate. There's never a paper out of place. You know, everything's always beautiful. And you come home for Thanksgiving or you come home for Christmas, and all of a sudden you notice she's kind of letting things go around the house. There's some clutter. You know, there's just piles of laundry. Maybe the fridge has some spoiled food in it. Maybe the plants hadn't been watered in a while.
Or maybe the milk is in the pantry.
Yeah, definitely some things to look at. So if you come home and you're noticing this, this may be a first sign that you need to start this conversation and start looking around. And of course, you're always welcome to call us at Waterstone. Christy or I are always happy to talk to you about these different changes that you're seeing going on.
Also, with neglecting personal care, if you notice that their hygiene is not up to par like it used to be, if you notice that maybe they looked a little disheveled and their clothes are on backwards, or maybe they have layers of clothes, or maybe they're just not dressed properly. Maybe they have a pink blouse with red shoes, and mom would never do something like that.
Or maybe they're wearing the same thing 3 or 4 days in a row.
Absolutely.
Something to think about. Yeah.
So if you see those changes, definitely, you know, that's the time to start looking into assisted living. Also, changes in personality. If you notice mom is, you know, this sweet person, or dad, you know, he's always enjoying, you know, woodwork. And then they just stop enjoying these hobbies. They become isolated. They become a little depressed. But believe it or not, a lack of socialization is actually extremely detrimental to your health.
It is. Absolutely. Not going around friends is a really big sign that you want to look for.
And statistically, they say that someone who is a fitness guru, physically active all the time, but maybe they're isolated and without any socialization, believe it or not, they're going to decline quicker than someone who doesn't exercise, but is a social butterfly. So being around others is extremely important.
Absolutely. It absolutely is. Another thing you want to look for in and around the house are safety issues. So if you notice, you know, mom's, when she's getting up, she's just a little off balance. She's having to hold on to things as she's walking, worsening mobility. If you notice she's got some bruises and she says, oh, I just, you know, tripped and fell or whatever. If there's an increased number of falls and accidents, very important. You also want to make sure that mom or dad or, you know, your grandparents or loved one are able to take their medications correctly. This is absolutely huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, medications, taking your medications correctly is absolutely huge. Just something you really need to look out for. So just kind of look at those things. Look at the different safety issues. another big thing is changes in eating habits. Like we talked about in the last segment, if, you know, mom was a gourmet cook and all of a sudden she's eating microwave meals every day.
Right.
You know, that, you know, that's a sign that she might need a little bit of help, you know. If you're looking in the fridge and you're finding spoiled food or, you know, there's a lot of cereal all of a sudden, and all she's eating is cereal for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I know when my mom started declining, she started eating Nutri-Grain bars all the time, and that's all mm-hmm. she ate were Nutri-Grain bars. A lot of candy. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Also, cognitive decline. If you notice that there is confusion, they're unsure of making their payments on time, if they're, you know, forgetful of where they laid their keys, which, although I have that problem.
I was going to say, I did that this morning, so.
But, you know, if it becomes repetitive, if it's, if you're noticing these cognitive impairments, you definitely need to look into a more secured community where you're enjoying the activities and being able to stay engaged and just knowing mom and dad are safe.
Safety is key. Safety mm-hmm. is key. A big thing that's really hard for a lot of people to talk about, Christy, are those car keys.
Oh, absolutely.
So hard to have that conversation with mom or dad. You know, my mom was running red lights and breezing through stop signs. I mean, she was getting to be a danger on the road. She was losing her car.
Yeah.
She would park her car somewhere and wander and not know where her car was. I mean, those were huge. I mean, those weren't just red flags. Those were, you know, the whole side of a building was painted red at that point.
Right.
You know, those were huge things that our family sat down and considered when we finally chose a memory care community for my mom.
Well, and it's also, it's not just unsafe for your loved one. It's unsafe for everybody else that's on the road.
That's right. That's so important. Another thing you want to think about is their finances. Finances can be another touchy subject for people to sit down and talk about with mom or dad. You know, a lot of times, I know, especially here in the South, that you don't talk about money with your folks. It was something you need to talk about with them. You need to have that conversation. And it can be a conversation as easy as, this is a book where we want you to keep your information so that in an emergency, we know this is here. But if you get to the house and you all of a sudden are seeing a lot of those pink envelopes or those yellow envelopes saying, you know, you didn't pay your water bill or your power got cut off again or your TV got cut off, those are things you want to really pay attention to.
Absolutely.
And think that maybe it's time for somebody else to kind of step in and help manage that a little bit. We have a number of folks who have moved into our community who are having those issues who now are just enjoying life. You know, they don't care about whether or not they got to pay their water bill.
They don't have to worry about those bills anymore.
They're just going to yoga class with Santino.
That's right.
So it's really hard. And, you know, part of the problem that people think about when they think about moving into assisted living is it's not time yet. The thing is, you don't want to wait until it's an emergency situation.
Right. You definitely don't want to wait till there's a crisis moment and then you're making a drastic decision and you're putting mom and dad in a community that you're unhappy with. Put your plan in place. Find,
that's right.
Go out and look, even if you're a year, 2 years out, go look at all the communities in the area that you're interested in and pick out the best one and go ahead and reserve something. Put a deposit down and reserve so that way when that crisis happens or when you're ready to make that move, you have your plan in place.
Or better yet, have them move into a community even before a crisis happens to try to avoid that crisis.
Correct.
You know, I've had in my life some experiences with my mother, with my mother-in-law, with other loved ones who waited till a crisis happened.
Right.
And that's not when you want to make a decision because you end up making an emotional decision. So think about it ahead of time.
And you want to be able to enjoy the community and all its benefits before a crisis.
That's right. You want to go to art class and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
You also have to think about being very realistic about what it is that you are doing. So And our assisted living, especially at Waterstone, is not a nursing home. You need to get that picture out of your mind completely. We have apartments.
We're actually a fancy resort.
Yes, we are. I call it like a cross between a cruise ship and a luxury, you know, all-inclusive vacation that you're going on with a little bit of care from people when you need it.
Yeah.
You know, that's so important to keep that in your mind. I mean, we have apartments that have full-size fridges in them, that have an eat-in breakfast nook, that have this full bathroom. I mean, they're absolutely gorgeous apartments. Our first-floor apartments all have 12-foot ceilings, so those are great. So you need to be realistic about their needs. You need to think about the difference between, are they able to live independently and they're okay managing everything? And if they're at that point, that's great. But start keeping your eye out for those little telltale signs and really start that conversation with your loved ones early. Have a realistic conversation. Come in and visit Waterstone. Look around. See what you think. Meet Christy. Meet myself. We're always happy to show you around.
Absolutely. Also, I wanted to mention that we at Waterstone on Augusta are hosting a Lunch and Learn with Amanda Stillwell with the Assurance Group. She's a senior advisor, and she's going to be discussing about Medicare changes in 2019. If you would like to attend this event, it's going to be on November the 14th from 11:30 to 1 p.m. If you're interested in attending, you can call 864-605-7236.
You can also visit our Facebook page. Go on Facebook and search Waterstone on Augusta. There's more information. There's a whole flyer. There's information out there about that as well. So we're about out of time for today. I'm so excited. We have so many things coming up for the holidays. I'm so excited for this holiday season. Y'all, I am looking forward to a great end of the year. I want to thank you for joining us this morning. We're out of time for today, but we will see you back here next week. Hope y'all have a great day.
You've been listening to Talk of Ages. For more information on Waterstone on Augusta, visit waterstoneonaugusta.com or call 864-605-7236. And don't miss Talk of Ages at this same time next Sunday on 94.5 WGTK, The Answer.